Well, and you, in fact, you've looked at a lot of houses for me.
Yes.
A whole bunch. I mean, I appreciate that too.
Yeah,
I appreciate you saying, you've told me something. You said, I said, this feels weird. You said, Scott, the slab was poured.
Right.
The house is great. You've told me on a couple, we can't fix this house. And I appreciate that too.
Right.
And several you fixed.
Yes.
I mean, I appreciate all that. And the different piers, I'm amazed. I'll never forget one that you did out in Wall. I said, well, where's the guys? That's how deep the pier was.
Yes.
The guy was probably my height, and I'm 5'11", and he was, I couldn't see him. His head was below the ground level.
Right. Some of these footers are pretty deep.
Yeah.
You know, they tell us, oh, that's only 3 foot deep. We get there, and it's 5 or 6 feet deep.
Yeah, it was 6 feet deep.
Right. We did PetSmart. We did Steak Express. We did Michael's. Steak Express was a 10-foot deep footer.
That would be Southwest San Angelo.
Yes. And we actually had 3 of the 12 holes actually had water pouring into them from underground streams, going back to what we discussed before. But when you get that deep, it can be dangerous. We have to have harnesses set up. We have to have men up top ready to pull them out because you just don't ever know if there's going to be a cave-in. That didn't happen, but yes, it came up. We had to bring the piers a lot closer together to bring it up, and everything worked out fine. But some of these footers get pretty deep. A lot of times it's older homes built in the 30s and 40s. And a lot of them have drilled piers that we have to break out the old drilled piers off the footer before we can get lift on them.
Well, tell me the difference. I know you do the steel piers and you do the cement things I saw.
Concrete press piles?
Yeah, that thing.
Concrete press piles, we are slowly moving out from doing concrete press piles. Now, we do it for people that want to flip houses, stuff like that, because you're trying to press a round 8-inch cylinder that's flat through hard soil. So all you're doing is compressing the soil. You may go 4 or 5 feet down, and it's going to load up, and everybody, oh, the house is coming up. It's wonderful. But what I see is warranty calls coming back and back. 40% of the houses never have to come back on, but the other 60%, yes, I come back. Customers, when I tell them, I said, there's a good chance we'll be coming back. And I said, you're going to get more cracks, and some of them don't like it. So we've got a steel pier system. It's a 2 7/8-inch pipe with a 2 3/8-inch inside of it that's 4 inches longer. Each section interlocks with each other. They're in 16-inch sections. We push this, I think, in 3.5 years we've been doing this, we've had 5 warranties on steel. And let me tell you, to us, that is absolutely stunning. It's wonderful. And the customers like it. And now I have people calling me, I don't want to hear anything about concrete, I want steel. Yes, it's going to cost more because, of course, the steel tariffs, oh my God, you know, they're just taking us to the bank on that. I mean, they haven't done the tariffs yet. They talk about it, but the prices are going up. And much yet, but they are going up.
Yeah, I mean, you usually get what you pay for.
Yes, you get exactly what you pay for. If you plan on staying in the home more than five years, steel is the only way to go.
So, one thing too, and this is the thing I like the best, and this is one reason that I've promoted y'all for a long, long time, and selling the house, it says, when it goes to the underwriter, lifetime warranty on slab.
Yes.
And the difference is slab has been repaired. A lot of underwriters will say when it says slab has been repaired, they will not do the loan on the house.
Right.
When it says lifetime warranty on slab, slick as grease goes right through.
Yes, that's very important.
And it's for my seller, and I represent my sellers, or if my buyer, I want my buyer protected. Mm-hmm. They can't buy the house if they can't get a loan. My seller can't sell the house if the buyer can't get a loan. That's the difference.
Yes.
So
it can
huge.
Be. They get, it's a stickler. I mean, they're really strict about this because they don't want to inherit the house back, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
And the thing is, the only good warranty is as long as the company's been in business, as long as they stay in business. They don't close down. The company I work for, I'm getting up there where I may be retiring soon. The original owner of the company, he's retired, but his son is a CFO, and he's 34 years old, and the CEO of the company is 40 years old. So they're going to be in the business for quite a while. And one of them's the 40-year-old has a son that really wants to get in the business, so it's going to keep going.
Well, Mark, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, all you have to do is call us at Concho Valley Foundation Repair. You can call us at 325-263-4887. You can get me direct on that line. Anytime you want to call us, it's a free estimate. We're not there. I'm not trying there. I make a very good living in this business. I am not out to take bad business, and I'm not going to be there trying to force anybody to do anything. I'm going to show you what you need, and it's up to you to make that decision which direction you want to go. And I'm honest, I'm fair, and we've got a AAA rating, Better Business Bureau, we're a 5-star, and we take care of our warranties.
Folks, and you know, before he's going to slip out of here, we're going to wish everybody a happy Father's Day.
Yes, my first grandson. I have my first grandbaby. I am so excited. His name's Miller. And matter of fact, I'm going to go see him this weekend.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. But what I want to do, we're going to finish up with, as you know, a lot of the coaches were here. Nick Saban had been here in St. Angelo. It was a pretty big deal. Jimbo Fisher for A&M buddies. The Texas Tech, you know. And my buddy Jeremy here does our show for us and takes care of us. Best sports announcer, does our stuff. And interviewed the Tech coaches. And had to brag on my nephew, Eli Howard.
Oh.
So we're going to finish our show up, last couple of minutes, and he's going to play the interview they did that Jeremy didn't ask about Eli and kind of what he said about it, and let y'all listen to what they said about the Tech Raiders. And Jeremy's going to finish up, kind of give a little follow. How's that sound?
Wonderful.
Hey, you finish up? We appreciate you being here.
Thank
Jeremy,
you
take it away for us, buddy. We'll catch you next Sunday.
Here with defense coordinator Texas Tech, David Gibbs here with us. There are guys that she plays for you, of course, San Angelo Central, Eli Howard, who's had, you know, some great years for you. And tell me what it's like coaching him, and do you see him maybe getting a chance to play in the NFL someday?
Eli has done a great job. He really has. He develops every year. He's gotten bigger, stronger, faster. He has a knack. He understands football. Obviously, he's a tough kid, and you know, it will not surprise me at all if he ends up playing in the NFL. He just has a work ethic. He has everything that you look for. You know, it's just a matter of him, you know, keep growing, keep getting stronger, keep getting, you know, bigger and faster and doing those things. But as far as the intangibles, he's top shelf. He is obviously one of those guys you love to coach, and I would think he would hate to coach against.
Pretty much most of your guys coming back this year. What are you looking forward to this upcoming season?
You know, we're excited. We feel like for the first time in 4 years and since I've been in Lubbock that we can actually compete and maybe win some games on defense. You know, it's been a slow process, but we've gotten better. Now it's time to put your stamp on it. You know, we've recruited well, but at the end of the day, we can't keep, you know, making our offense outscore the other offense. That's not real football. So hopefully, you know, we're tougher, we're bigger, we're more physical. We can actually tackle somebody now. And then that with a couple of turnovers, and you never know what might happen.